This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, time for us to get into the health mode. Let's pay attention to Dr. Ken Kronhaus, shall we, during this next hour. Dr. Ken runs Lake Cardiology down in Mardura, Florida. He and his staff of 20-some-odd people are there at your service. A lot of people come from various parts of the country to get a checkup. I'm going down for mine in February, so come join me. All you got to do to set a time is call 352-735-1400. That's it. 352-735-1400 to check in with Dr. Ken. If you got questions for him, you can send them to me, Doug@DougStephan.com. If you'd like to do that, S-T-E-P-H-A-N, or on Twitter, @DougStephan. Every week, Dr. Ken goes through a lot of the medical journals to find stories that you can relate to that are important for us to understand. There is a story floating around, actually the latest version of it, is in the Boston Globe, the focus on physician burnout. You and I talked about this any number of times, but it's becoming more of a problem, thus the latest report, Ken, right?
Exactly. I think it's just on everybody's radar screen right now. They report this morning in the Boston Globe, Doug, that 44% of doctors have at least one symptom of burnout. That's amazing.
And what are symptoms? What are some of the symptoms of burnout?
Oh,
just being lousy at their work.
Excuse me?
Other than just being lousy at their work.
Well, you know, you've lost your sweetness. You don't look forward to your work. You feel like it's hopeless. You just don't find the spark that you once did. You don't enjoy it. You don't feel like what you're doing is worthwhile. You're so frustrated by everything that you have to do. You're just not a happy hell of a guy or gal. And you may go to the doctor's office, and if you believe these statistics, almost half the doctors are acting this way. And if you go, you may see it. And the problem is that 15% of the doctors are also suffering from depression. They, in this article, feel that the reason why this is happening is basically due to two important reasons. One is the electronic health record. You go to a doctor today, they've got their face in that screen, not in your face. They're busy typing away. And yes, there are some benefits to electronic health records. I've been on them for a number of years, but there are amazing challenges with them because they're clunky, and even with the best of them, and I think we have a very good system in my office, it can take a lot of work to do something simple. And I think that's what really gets to the doctors, is how much work it takes to do certain simple things. And then, more importantly, how it takes you away from direct patient contact. That's why most of us hopefully went into medicine, because we really enjoy interacting with our patients and getting them better and turning around their lives. And we feel honored to be able to do that. And these electronic health records directly get in the way of that interaction. The other reason why so many doctors are experiencing burnout is because of regulation. It's getting harder and harder to do what we've been trained to do. We spend more and more time on the phone pleading, begging with insurance companies to approve tests, and we are not spending our time with the patient. We're spending tons of our time on paperwork. It's estimated that there's about 2 hours of efforts of administrative or paperwork or non-face-to-face time for every hour of face-to-face time. Right now, a lot of people do this after hours, as the doctors call it, pajama time, and it's gotten to the point where this is a big burden. The regulations, it just seems like once you are adjusted, you've adapted your systems to the regulations, they then change. And this drives doctors crazy. And it's driving good doctors out of practice. And there is a doctor shortage. Try to get a doctor today in any specialty. There are clearly doctor shortages. And we don't want up to half the doctors to suddenly retire or go do something else. And what this call to action in the Boston Globe today is stating that at all levels, government, insurance, hospital, practicing offices, we have to make an effort to try to decrease these aspects that are burning out physicians. And if not, we're not going to have physicians. And then the whole system is going to fall apart. And this study didn't even address nursing burnout or other people in healthcare who are burning out, because doctors are not alone in the burnout situation. But it's a start, and hopefully they'll cover other people in the healthcare system who are also feeling the stress and beginning to burn out.
Well, you work 12 to 14-hour days. How do you deal with this? You're no spring chicken. Been around for a long time doing this, doing it well. Have a great reputation. Do you ever think that you're burning out, or you're like me most of the time, thinking, well, I'm never going to stop until I can't hold a stethoscope in my hand?
What I have done, and it's getting what I have done to prevent myself from burning out, is I've stayed independent. I haven't, 60 to 80% of cardiologists have sold their practices and are working for the hospitals and their employees now. I have not done that. I'm a dinosaur. And I think that's probably one of the biggest reasons why I still love what I'm doing. But that is getting almost impossible. It's getting harder and harder by the thread to be able to do that. We have no control over our price. Our prices are set by insurers, the government. Imagine whatever you do, opening up a shop and you can't control your price. And our prices are fixed. And so as our costs go up and up and up, we can't raise our prices to match them. Actually, our prices go down. And also it gets harder and harder to get paid for what we've been doing for a long, long time. And the unpredictability of changes in regulations, and if we don't live up to them, the threat of being a criminal.
Too much government. Way too much government.
So this is what's burning out physicians. And I have managed to, I don't think I'm burnt out. I've managed to do it by having an electronic health record, which I think is absolutely as good as it gets. And customizing it, but still it does wear on you, and it's still dealing with approvals for procedures and trying to make ends meet financially, as you have no control over your charges and then the costs keep going up. It's a challenge, and hopefully people sometimes people never feel sorry for the doctor, but you're going to lose your doctor if we don't loosen things up a little bit and realize that things are very different for the practicing doctor today than they were 20 years ago. It's not your father's doctor anymore.
Dr. Jack Stockwell, I'm Doug Steffen with one of the important sponsor mentions for this program, and a lot of the programs I do have a straightforward approach to Calitrin, weight loss, and how you deal with the problems, the powerful warnings that you're getting from doctors now that COVID, as designed by the Chinese government in the Wuhan laboratory, is designed to glom on with those spikes. The virus has spikes, and it grabs on to fat cells. So if you're heavy, if you're overweight, stands to reason you have a better chance, maybe better isn't the right word for it, but you certainly have a bigger chance of getting this problem in your life and not knowing what to do about it. So how about you have a defensive approach? Keep the weight off. Enjoy yourself, but get on a program. Eat well. Yeah, you can indulge. We all do it. I certainly do. But then, at the end of the day, you want to protect yourself. And that's what Calitrin does. It offers you the opportunity, through the all-natural ingredients that are in it, to save yourself from yourself, in a manner of speaking. So just go to toploss.com. Click on the green button to read all about how Calitrin works for weight loss and to keep the weight off. 12 Days of Christmas ends this week. So there are a lot of Christmas specials you'll find when you go to toploss.com to take advantage of those. Use the DJV code at checkout. Don't have to pay for shipping. And yep, you can also pay buy now, pay later. Ask your consultant about that. When you're online, you can have the check in with your consultant. You can get a consultant and you'll be able to back and forth chat with him or her at toploss.com, the home of Calitrin.
When I got out of the Marine Corps, I was not just, working with my physical disabilities. I was emotionally broken. I remember thinking, how did I get here? How? It was affecting me in my marriage. My husband, he didn't know how to help me. He actually called Wounded Warrior Project. Wounded Warrior Project had this thing called Couples Odyssey.
It was an eye-opener, and I think it really saved our marriage.
They gave us books and resources and tools on how to help us with that.
I just love him. I love you, honey.
I love you, too.
Watching her fight for her mental health, fighting for other veterans, fighting for his family, helped me to fight, too. Well, I always loved her, but I love her 10 times more for that.
Not all wounds are visible. If you or a loved one are suffering, visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
I'm Andy Solomon. If you or someone you love has recently been diagnosed with aortic stenosis, then you are not alone. 20% of Americans over the age of 65 have the disease. Aortic stenosis is one of the most common and serious heart valve disease problems. The heart pumps blood through the aortic valve to the body. Over time, calcium buildup can narrow the valve opening and restrict blood flow from the heart. This means that the heart has to work harder, which can cause fatigue, shortness of breath, chest pain, and a rapid fluttering heartbeat. Early treatment of aortic stenosis is the key to preventing heart failure. Start with a healthy lifestyle and monitor your symptoms. Regular follow-up with your doctor is important to keep your blood pressure and cholesterol in check. With severe symptoms, your doctor may also recommend replacing your heart valve. After a heart valve replacement, you should be able to resume a healthy, active lifestyle. To learn more, visit heart.org/AS.
Ken is on he's kind of on a crusade. Many of the stories that he has about pot, this is something that if you're a youngster, if you've got a youngster that may be sneaking some pot, you better listen to what Ken has to say about what it does to a teenager's brain.
I don't know if it's a crusade. It's a crusade to just report the facts and the breakthroughs in medicine. And it's hard to ignore this one. This is kind of interesting. And don't shoot the messenger here. This appeared just this week in the Journal of Neuroscience, a respected investigation journal to the brain. Smoking just a couple of joints may cause significant changes, Doug, in a teenager's brain structure. Brain scans show that some adolescents who have tried marijuana just a couple of times exhibit significant increases in the volume of their gray matter. These changes are associated with increased risk of anxiety and decreased ability on thinking and memory tests. The senior study author of this paper, Dr. Hugh Garavan, professor of psychiatry at the University of Vermont, stated in the paper, "You're changing your brain with just one or two joints." I think that's amazing.
So what does it do? Does it expand the blood? Don't the blood vessels open up when you smoke pot? What happens
to them? It somehow stimulates the gray matter, and then it gets in the way of the fine-tuning that occurs in the white matter. Yeah. And so the connections just don't occur as the brain is supposed to evolve during the adolescent period, and they can't think and remember as well, and they get anxious.
Well, skeptics would say this is an attempt by those who are in this business to keep people coming back to the doctor for pills because the pot may be as good or better than pills, and doctors don't make any money on marijuana. I think that's one way of looking at it. How to keep your brain sharp. Speaking of brains, up next here on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
C-3. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus on Good Day Health. Every week a different focus on all these medical items that are in the news and have been researched by the various journals of medicine. Ken gets through the, what is it, separates the wheat from the chaff, I think is the farm expression. The current podcast focusing in part on a pacemaker for the brain. You'll hear that discussion about the pacemaker, plus 7% of cancers attributed to excess body weight. Information in this podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com. Studies also discussed show that Facebook can be responsible for creating mental stress and depression. You'll hear that discussion in the current podcast with Dr. Ken. They are all adaptive. The podcasts are there, archived, and you get the show sort of overview, and then look for things that will help you if you've got a particular problem. Go through the list of things that we discuss and find the right podcast and listen to it. Mediterranean diet we talk about in the most recent podcast. Most recommended diet. A lot of people talking about diets at the beginning of the year. Are you on a diet? Are you stuck to your diet? Do you have, anyway, that's all at gooddayhealthshow.com. Do you have continuing conversation with some of your patients who come in and ask you about the diet? You hear frequently talk about the Mediterranean diet, but the people, do you have, when somebody comes to you that you know, you, the body just screams out, stop doing what you're doing, don't eat the stuff you've been doing, do you then say to people, or even have a card that says, okay, here's my recommendation for a diet, this is the food to eat and this is how to cook it? Do you ever do stuff like that?
Oh, I talk to almost everybody about diet, and it's so important. You can't stay healthy without eating a healthy diet. And,
nope.
And as interested as I am in prevention, it's impossible to do prevention without talking about diet and exercise.
Yep. All right. So we were talking about brains and what happens when youngsters smoke pot. Here's a study on how to keep your brain sharp, but no, it doesn't make any difference how old you are, but the older you get, the more you ought to do this, I think, Ken, yeah?
Exactly. This is out of the medical journal Neurology just this week. Doug, staying active in old age may help preserve your memory and thinking skills. Older people who are physically active keep their minds sharp, even if their brain shows signs of lesions or other markers linked to Alzheimer's disease or other dementias. Other studies have found that keeping socially and mentally active also improves mental skills. So there are things you can do to lower the risk of Alzheimer's disease.
But also, it's what you eat, no matter what. There are all kinds of things. I notice more and more, when I look across Facebook, Ken, I see announcements of meetings locally and nationally. Doctors come in from various hospitals that focus, specialize in the treatment of Alzheimer's disease to discuss what happens, maybe awareness of what you eat and the exercise. I mean, most of the stuff that I've seen, though, is pretty much common sense.
Well, it's common sense.
Blood flow to your brain.
Right.
You
know, it's common sense because you hang around with me. And the bottom line is, if you do what's good for your heart health, you're also lowering your risk of getting Alzheimer's disease.
All right. So the heart, all of these things are very important. It just makes nothing but sad. But you know what? One of the problems is that people don't have common sense today. And I say that sort of lovingly. Well, I find it really...
Think about obesity and how many people smoke today. So it's
right. And why?
Amazing.
How do you not know that smoking is bad for you? There's always some idiot somewhere who's 96 who says, I've been smoking all my life and that's hurt me. Ah! You know, that kind of stuff. It's nonsense. It really is. And it sounds, I sound intolerant because I watched my mother die, kill herself smoking at the age of 50. So you get no sympathy from me on that score anyway. 28 past the hour on Good Day Health.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback will make you fall in love with its state-of-the-art safety features, a spacious and comfortable interior, and convenient amenities, all ready for any adventure. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus up to 33 miles per gallon, 8.7 inches of ground clearance, X-Mode with hill descent control, and a direct-injected turbocharged Subaru boxer engine will make you love every adventure in your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6 inch touchscreen available on select models.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The Kim Potter guilty verdicts for the ex-Minnesota cop who killed Dante Wright during a traffic stop earlier this year ends the case. Kim Potter said she mistook her handgun for a taser as Mr. Wright fought with the officers in an attempt to flee an unrelated warrant arrest. Minnesota Attorney General Democrat Keith Ellison with a message for police.
We don't want you to be discouraged. And when a member of your profession is held accountable, it does not diminish you. In fact, it shows. It shows the whole world that those of you who enforce the law are also willing to live by it.
United Airlines has canceled 165 flights scheduled for today, about 8% of its planned schedule, and about 28 flights that were slated for Saturday. For more information on all flights around the world, visit FlightAware.com. Merry Christmas to you and your family from our family. We are USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The Supreme Court on January 7th will take up two of President Biden's vaccine mandates regarding large businesses and healthcare workers. Republican Representative Greg Murphy from North Carolina on Newsmax Thursday says this will take the air of uncertainty out of the mandates.
I knew this was going to be, or thought anyway, the eventuality. And since it's such a pressing issue with our country, I'm glad they're taking up this soon. It gives it takes the air of uncertainty out of the balloon of mandates. And so I really think, you know, you and I have talked about this many times. I've been very pro-vaccination, but I'm not for mandates. I don't believe they're the right thing to do. You look at Japan, they don't have mandates, and they're over 78% vaccinated. I believe you don't beat people with a stick. You educate them and allow them to make the decision, and I think for the vast majority, they will. Unfortunately, we have beaten them with a stick, and many people have come subsequently just become resistant to any thought of being vaccinated, and that's wrong.
Although Omicron is now the dominant COVID-19 variant, Representative Murphy says this is not a bad thing.
This may be a blessing in disguise.
Right.
Yes, I'm fearful about my colleagues, in the hospital and the healthcare setting of being overrun just because of the mere numbers of individuals. But the good thing is that most of these individuals are not deathly ill. That does happen. But the mass majority are not. That's a good sign.
Merry Christmas from our family to yours. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Time now for a continuation of conversation about your health and well-being. To listen to our weekly podcast, go to gooddayhealthshow.com. The archives there describing our conversations. I just went through the most recent one, but you can go back for a couple of years and hear Ken's point of view on things. I want to get his point of view on what cold does to your body. First, though, let's go back to our discussion of measles and mumps and what the origin, the derivation, the etymology of the words, the term measles, mumps. I get a kick out of it when I think about it. What do they mean? Where do they come from, Ken?
Well, mumps is the more interesting one. You know, we don't see that much mumps, but those of us who are a little older remember what we looked like. We looked like a chipmunk with nuts in our mouth. You know, our cheeks would just blow up.
Yeah.
And the word mump originates from the word for grimace in among the Dutch, and it was mump meant to have a miserable expression or grimace, and it evolved in the late 16th century to the word mumps. That one's pretty interesting. Measles, in Dutch was mazel or pustule, and this described some of the skin changes. And in Middle English, it evolved into measles, and that's how it is today.
Really? So you never thought about your mother. Well, your mother was a nurse.
She sure was.
So what kind of info did you get or tutelage did you get for some of these things?
She made sure that when the neighbors had their measles that I got exposed, because that was the time before the vaccination, and wanted me to make sure that, you know, I got it early, got it over with, and she knew it was coming and could take care of it.
Yeah. All right. So you got the story behind the story there, ladies and gentlemen. Let's talk about cold and what the cold we've had since last we chatted here in the Northeast, Ken. Well, actually all across the Midwest, the upper Midwest. Cold, 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 brutal cold. And I wondered, because it is so connected to your heart, at least when I was reading up on this, listening to people complain about their the brutal cold and all this stuff. And I was thinking back to when I was a kid. It was cold all the time. It was cold. It's winter. It's supposed to be cold. So, but as a result of an inquiry from a listener about cold and querying on blood vessels and the skin and that kind of stuff. So as your skin temperatures rise and fall, what does that do to your circulation?
Hypothermia, or very low body temperature, this can cause severe health problems. And this listener is quite correct to be concerned, including death. Heart problems are the usual big concern here. What happens when you're out in very cold weather, the reason why you're at increased risk of heart attack is because your heart has to work much harder to keep you warm. It leads to an increase in heart rate and also blood pressure to get the circulation flowing to everywhere and more aggressively. And if you have a heart that has some reserve and has a turbo on it, no problem. But if you are using every bit of it and it can't handle a higher gear, an upshift, if you will, that can cause a serious problem, a mismatch between a demand and supply for blood. That's what causes a heart attack. So those of us who are in middle age, have risk factors, that's why we don't want to get out there and be really stressed out abruptly by the cold. Classic, it gets really cold and we go out and shovel snow. That is a 1-2 punch to the heart. If you have a great heart, you can handle it. If you're in jeopardy of blood flow to the heart, you can't deal with the increase in demand. So the heart has to work harder just to be out in the cold, and then the heart has to work a lot harder to shovel all that snow. So be careful.
All right. So let's turn it around and talk about warm weather. You're in Florida. I spend a lot of time in California. The Southwest is hot, even in the cooler weather months. It's hot, warm, and humid in Florida and the areas in the tropics. So does that have the opposite effect on your skin and your vital organs?
Yes, dangerously high temperatures can also do you and take away all of the fluids in your body, so you can't pump anything around. Volume deplete you, dehydrate you, and this also is a very serious concern. When the temperature gets up, you have to remember to drink fluids and make sure that you don't get dehydrated.
There was an episode of one of the TV shows that focused on running into the polar bear clubs where they have in the middle of the winter, people run into the water for certain charities. You pledge, you know, $10 for every minute you stay in the water, that kind of stuff. That must have the same impact on your body, cold water. And the reason I asked the question,
absolutely,
is because when I was in Peru in late November and early December, one of the experiences I had was sitting under a waterfall with water that was coming off of the mountains. The water supply in Peru comes out of the Andes Mountains, and they're snow-capped much of the year, so the water's pretty cold. So I went in to have an experience. One of the people that I was with sort of dared me. Well, I was going to do it anyway, because it was a good thought, a good meditation sort of thought experience. So I sat under the, I got into the water, it was 50 some odd degrees.
Whoa.
And I put my toe in it by my foot, and then I put my leg in, and then I actually sat down under the waterfall, and I became so numb, apparently. I stayed there for almost 2 hours.
Wow.
And I was thinking about people and events in my life and what I wanted to change, and I'd pick up a rock, and I'd think about that issue or that person, and then I'd throw the rock downstream. And I kept doing that, and I had so many thoughts, and I had so many people in my mind and events in my life. I just stayed there until I went through all of them. The fellow who was the leader of the tour kept coming over to check on me to see if I was all right, and finally said, come on, we got to go. We got other stuff to do. And when I got out, my body was completely numb. I couldn't feel my skin, and it was red.
Whoa.
So I don't know what that did for me. Maybe it did my heart good. A little extra stimulus. You can find that out in a few
days. Well, you're here to talk about it.
I am. That's for sure. And I like talking about things like that. Bernie Sanders has attracted some attention this week talking about cancer drug prices in one. There was one specific company, apparently. But when you look around, according to the World Health Organization anyway, Ken, cancer drug prices are being set way too high. And one wonders how. And the researchers, these drug companies say it costs so much to research and develop this stuff, so that's why I have to charge so much money. And that's probably true to an extent, but after the drug gets popular, either price, I guess, when you write a prescription for somebody to take a drug, I'm going to turn the question around. Do you think about how much it's going to cost that person and whether he or she has the appropriate insurance to cover it, and does that define what drug you're going to prescribe?
Yes, to all of the above, because if the patient, I can recommend anything and want to do the best for my patient, but if the patient can't get the treatment, it doesn't matter. So all of those issues need to be considered to make sure that what I want for the patient gets accomplished, because if they can't afford it, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, right. So that's a good. So your doctor should be as conscientious as Ken is. Ever want to check into Ken's clinic, Lake Cardiology? Fabulous place. The new paint and carpet on the floors yet, or is that you waiting for me to show up there to help you paint?
We're in the process. It hasn't started yet, but it's it's almost ready to go, as you ask.
All right, Dr. Ken, down in Lake, I was going to say Lake Dura. It's Mount Dura, Lake Cardiology, 352-735-1400 is his number. You can connect with me with questions for Dr. Ken on Twitter, at Doug Stephan, S-T-E-P-H-A-N, or Doug@DougStephan.com. In a moment, is there a blood test that can help detect Alzheimer's? There are people doing research that answer that question with a big yes. We'll find out what Ken thinks about that in a moment as you prepare to live the rest of your life, hopefully in health and happiness. Here's a message from MyPillow. Remember, all MyPillow products are made 100% right here in the USA. It's not like half of these phony baloney products, well, assembled in the USA or designed in the USA. No, this stuff is designed. All the products are assembled, manufactured, put together. There's nothing that comes from MyPillow.com that's not made here in America. So if you would like to find things that will help you get a good night's rest, MyPillow to the rescue, sheets, slippers, robes, all kinds of things that you can get at the, you know, just go to their website, MyPillow.com, the click of a button, look at the product catalogs with one click, order with another click, and pay for it with another click, and you're all set. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page to see what this week. Now we're getting through the Christmas season, and we're thinking about, you know, during the wintertime, you like to, there's more darkness, you can get better rest, I think, and you feel better when you have enough rest. So get the right kind of rest with the right tools at your disposal. Good pillows, good sheets, good pillowcases, good mattress toppers, all those things, along with the other things that are in stock right now at MyPillow.com. Go to the Radio Listener Specials page, click on the box, put the DJV code in there, and get the deal. Giza sheets, lowest price ever. Buy one set, get another one without paying for it. Kind of a cool thing, right? Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, up to 65% off using the DJV code when you check out at MyPillow.com. The holiday shopping rush is on right now, and MyPillow has been keeping a close eye on supply chain issues. Right now, MyPillow has all products in stock with no back orders and no delayed shipping. And why is that? Well, because MyPillow products are all made right here in the United States. And this year, MyPillow is making sure Christmas is not canceled. Find everything from the legendary MyPillow to their sheets, their slippers, their robes, and now cardigan sweaters. They're all in stock, ready to ship fast. MyPillow is your one-stop shop for everything on your list. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, and in the box, put DJV for deals like this one and the Giza Dream Sheets, too. Lowest price ever on premium MyPillows. Promo code DJV. Check it out at MyPillow.com.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months, I make 200 to 300 bucks.
Wow! That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code FILL for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill-up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code FILL for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FILL.
All right, so the blood test that's around now, Ken, the Alzheimer's problem, apparently there's a simple blood test that can predict if a patient will be able to stall off or not develop Alzheimer's 16 years before the symptoms may begin.
Yes, I think this is going to transform how we diagnose Alzheimer's disease, which is currently done by talking to the patient and then doing cerebrospinal fluid tests or imaging with MRI, PET scans. But this will be a simple blood test. Proteins, abnormal proteins that are produced when you have Alzheimer's that are toxic to the brain are now being measured in the blood. Something called tau, T-A-U, is the current one, and it's being refined. I think in the next couple of years we're going to have a really good blood test. The original study was in a small number of people, but they're refining it, testing it, and this is going to change how we diagnose Alzheimer's disease.
Mm-hmm. Do you see other things like this coming along in other areas of medicine where there is so much new technology that the studies and the work that's being done to try to alleviate the problem? I mean, Alzheimer's is actually a pretty easy thing to avoid when you get right down to it. It's just circulation to the brain.
Well,
keeping the circulation going, keeping blood in your brain is the easiest way to not get it, right?
Yeah. I think 10 to 20 years from now, we're going to look back and say, boy, we didn't know very much, because I think genetics and immunology are going to create a huge impact on how we deal with medicine, and it's going to open up amazing new ways to treat these issues and get to diseases we only dreamed of in the past that we could help.
Yeah, that's across the board, you're saying, for diseases, not just one. Across
the
board.
And we're already doing it with things like multiple sclerosis, cancer, mm-hmm. heart disease. I mean, we're at the beginning, and the process has already started.
All right, Dr. Ken, with some words of hope.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Tradition of informing you with people who are experts when it comes to your health and well-being. That tradition continues. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with us. We are going through the list of things that he studied this week in the journals. There are lots of informative. There always are every week. There are a ton of things that come out that have been studied and things that will affect your health that Ken reviews and sort of synthesizes for us. So we continue. His expertise is in cardiology, and we all know that good health, you got to have a good, strong heart, obviously, to be healthy, but all health begins in your gut. The GAPS practitioners that are always making you think about what's in your gut. There was a new study that added to this in a particular way, Ken, how important digestive bacteria in your gut are to your mental health, your feelings about yourself, I guess, yeah?
This is all about the microbiome, this whole new area of the body, right? These bacteria, billions of them that we all need to survive and be healthy. This comes out of Nature and Microbiology this week. Doug, bacteria in the gut, they may affect our mental well-being and could be linked to depression. A wide range of gut bacteria can actually produce chemicals that significantly impact the brain, including microorganisms linked positively or negatively to mental health.
Yep. So what do you think the connection is? Is it just blood flow? What is it about the bacteria? Because the bacteria in the gut pretty much stay in the gut. Good stuff, bad stuff, it stays in the gut, doesn't travel through your system until it's digested. And the body, this is an amazing thing. I bet this would have been worth the admission to go to medical school to find out, really, seriously, how the food that we eat goes through the process of becoming nurturing and into the blood, because the food, the energy, the minerals, the vitamins, whatever, all the proteins have to be digested and then assimilated into the system through the blood.
Exactly.
I mean, how it happens is a miracle. There isn't even a strong enough word for it, is it?
Well, exactly. And these bacteria secrete their chemicals, and it does flow then from head to toe through the body, affecting spots in the body far away from the gut. And that's the amazing thing about this. And as you're suggesting, in another story that comes out this week in Psychosomatic Medicine, there is a link here to all of it, because what we eat does affect the whole process, including the bacteria in our gut, because we learned that a healthful diet can significantly reduce symptoms of depression, and meals high in vegetables and fiber are key dietary interventions that ease depression. They include weight loss diets, fat reducing diets, and nutrient rich diets. And this all must integrate, mix up between the bacteria in the gut and also these chemicals produced and additional chemicals from the actual foods that we eat then interfere and interact and help our minds work better.
It's another example, if you will, another urging from us for you to eat well so that you don't get depressed. All that fat and stuff that gets into your body, that really it plug up your brain, and that's depressing in and of itself. I did a study on vegetables. I don't like to eat meat, so I did a study on where to get protein. And it's amazing, the green vegetables, broccoli and green beans and corn, some of the fiber stuff, how good it is for you in terms of protein.
Exactly. So you're reconfirming this study.
Right, exactly. We're both of us saying exactly a lot today.
Wow, Dr. Karen.
Dr. Doug here with I guess this is a treatise for 60 seconds on how Calitrin works. You take 4 capsules every night before you go to bed on an empty stomach. You get enough rest, let your body repair and rebuild, and you'll wake up feeling rested. After a few weeks, you will notice great results, decreased joint pain, losses of inches around your waist and other places you want to lose the weight. This is a fabulous product made by, it's sort of a family recipe, if you will. No diet pills with chemicals and all that stuff. The number one ingredient, the named ingredient on Calitrin, is collagen. And because our bodies stop, Ken will tell you, bodies stop producing collagen when we're in our early 30s. And so you need to supplement it so you can keep building high quality muscle and push the fat out so you'll lose the weight. And that's just what Calitrin does. That's how it works. So let's get some of this and start working on our body and on our weight. TopLoss.com is the place to order Calitrin. Use the DJV code and you save 10% on all the bottles. You buy more than 3, you get a free bottle. That's the way to lose weight naturally, easily. Calitrin at TopLoss.com. Use the code DJV for savings. Save your life, save your health, lose weight. Calitrin.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.